We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
It stares in at me, pale fingers pressed against the window's glass. It's raining hard now, and with the light from inside hitting it, I can see that the water running down from its white skin has a milky cast to it that the rain above doesn't seem to have. Looking back to its face, I see it smiling at me now. Rows of grey pig teeth, too many teeth, and behind them, a grey tongue twists in that greater dark as it tries to speak or laugh without sound. I have the odd thought that it's eaten too much candy and gone rotten inside, and it's no wonder. For all its strangeness, the thing outside looks like a little girl, at least until you get to its eyes. They are black and cold and pitiless, and though it's probably my terrified mind playing tricks, I could swear there was something moving behind those eyes. Worms. And that they are what is really looking at me and wanting to get in. Across the house, I hear Allison start to scream. My stomach lurched when my phone lit up and I saw it was Allison. I didn't want to fight anymore, and I didn't think talking about it again would help anything. I told her I wanted to break up 2 weeks earlier, and while that initial conversation had been sad and hard, I thought at the time that it resolved things. I'd even hoped in time we could be friends again. But the next day she called and wanted to talk again for hours, and the day after that, and on and on. The conversation never changed. I felt like we needed to move on and find people that we'd be more compatible with long term. And she wanted us to stay together. The longer I resisted giving in, the angrier and more bitter she got. By the end of the week, she was accusing me of cheating on her, of lying to her, of using her. I told her none of that was true, and I tried to stay patient because I knew she was hurting and not herself. But eventually, I had enough. I told her last week that I didn't think we should talk anymore for a while, and I hadn't answered her daily texts and calls since then. And that was my initial impulse this time too. But she kept calling. Normally, it was only one call or text, and she was done for at least a few hours. But when she called the fourth time in a row, I got worried something was really wrong. Taking a deep breath, I answered the phone.
Travis, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Is everything okay? You've been blowing up my phone.
Yeah, no, everything isn't okay. I did something stupid. I didn't really mean to. I'm not trying to excuse it, but I didn't really think it would work, and then I went to take it back and...
Ali, what are you talking about?
I'm coming over, just don't open the door for anyone. Keep the doors locked, and please don't open the door until I get there.
Look, I'm really tired and I don't...
Travis, I need you to listen to me. This isn't about us. If you don't listen to me, I'm worried you might die tonight.
And then, she was gone. I stared at the phone for a long time, my mind racing as I went back through everything she'd said and tried to make sense of it. What was she talking about? Was she crazy or on drugs? Was she dangerous? It hadn't sounded like she was threatening me exactly, but people got weird sometimes when they were upset or hurting. Still, not that Allison didn't have issues, but I didn't think she'd try to hurt me. I jumped when I heard the thump at the back door. My first thought was that it was Allison, though I didn't know why she'd be going around back. Walking through the house, I turned on a couple of more lights, her frantic warnings echoing in my head. She'd sounded really scared, but all the doors were locked, weren't they? That's when I heard the knob on the back door start the turn. Heart hammering, I turned the corner and leapt to the door, slamming against it as I turned the deadbolt and then twisted in a knob lock as well. What the hell was... I moved off the door and over to the window, looking out the back porch. It had started raining outside, and it was late enough that it was fully dark, so I couldn't make out anything but a small dark shape leaning against the outside of the door. It looked like a short adult or a child, their ear pressed against the door, as though listening for me on the other side. What the hell? It lifted its head away from the door as it caught sight of me. A moment later, it was framed by the window and the interior light, pale and terrible and smiling as it mouthed something silent to me with its pale lips and dark tongue. Looking into its black eyes, I started to back away. But that's when I heard Allison. Screams and pounding from the front door. It sounded like she was trying to break down the door. And maybe she was. Running back to the front of the house, I started to make out some of what she was yelling.
Let me in! Now! It's coming!
I took the time to look through the peephole in the door before opening it. It was Allison, looking wet and crazy and terrified. Under other circumstances, that might have given me pause. But at the moment, I didn't feel much different. I threw open the door and she jumped in, ripping the door out of my grasp and slamming it shut behind her before turning the locks again.
One of them followed me. Oh God, have you seen the other one yet?
I stared at her.
Other one? What, there's two of them?
Her eyes widened slightly.
It's already here too, isn't it? Damn it, damn it, damn it.
She yelped and recoiled from the door as the knob began to rattle. She looked at the door and back to me.
Do you have any guns?
Frowning, I shook my head.
You know I don't. Look, what is this all about? If this is some kind of prank, it's a really bad thing to...
Grabbing the side of my face, she started crying softly.
It's no prank. I thought it was nonsense.
She trailed off as she looked around the room.
Where did you see the other one?
I swallowed.
She's at the back door.
Nodding, she took my hand and pulled me further into the house.
We need to go somewhere without windows. Your office. That door locks.
Pulling my hand free, I stopped in the hallway.
Wait, stop. I'm not going anywhere until you tell me what the hell is going on.
Grimacing, she grabbed my arm.
There's no time for that. We need to barricade a room until we can get help.
I shook my head.
Screw that. If this is so serious, I'll call 911 right now.
I pulled out my phone and held it up.
You sure you want me to do that?
She pulled out her own phone.
Sure, go ahead. If I can't get you to listen, let's at least get the cops in the way. I don't have signal. I always have signal here.
I looked back at my own phone. It was the same. And while I went ahead and tried calling twice, there was no dial tone or ringing. Looking up, I met Allison's worried eyes.
Damn, fine. Let's go in there, and you explain to me what the hell this is.
And after, we were in my office, and the door was locked and barricaded with a bookshelf. That's exactly what she did.
I haven't been dealing with this whole breakup thing well. I mean, damn, you know that, right? And I know I've seemed crazy, and then I started accusing you of stuff and... Sitting down in my desk chair, I snorted. Yeah, like cheating, which I never did. She grimaced and nodded. I believe you. In my head I do, but the last few days have been really hard, and I've been really sad and bitter. I'd normally talk about stuff like this with, well, you, but since that wasn't working, and you had enough of my crazy, which I totally get, but just saying, I went online and started reading different forums and stuff where people were mad at exes, got cheated on, wanted revenge, all kinds of stuff. It felt like it was helping, just seeing other people in that kind of pain, you know. Allison slumped down against the wall. I never posted anywhere, never gave anyone anything, but somehow I get this email a few days ago. No pictures or links, not selling anything that I could tell. Just a few paragraphs describing, well, it called it a revenge ritual. I stared at her. A ritual? The email called it the Night Hunt. I know how it sounds. At first I thought it was just an odd story or some viral marketing thing, but nothing else like that came. And I couldn't even see the address it came from. And it, well, it stuck with me. I tried to push it out of my mind, but I kept opening my phone and rereading it. And it didn't sound hard to do. And I didn't expect it to do anything, really. Of course I didn't. I thought it was more like a cathartic thing, like when people burn someone's stuff after they break up. She looked back up, her expression haunted. I didn't know what I did was real. I felt my stomach twisting at the fear and dread in her voice. What did you do? She buried her face in her arms. It said to take a box. You tie it up with a bow. But before you close it, you put in something from yourself and the one that wronged you. That and some paper. And then, you then take it to as close as possible to the place where you were wronged and bury it. It has to be done at sunrise. The next night, the person that wronged you, they get punished. I felt my pulse rising higher. Punished? How? Allison shook her head without looking up. I don't know. It was all nonsense, right? I didn't think it was going to work. So, what? You hired someone to punish me? She did look up then. No, you're not listening. I didn't really want to hurt you, okay? I was just mad and sad about everything. Yes, I got the box and did the thing. I went and buried it. Well, what you told me, we were done being together. But after that, I worried about it. I kept worrying about it all day, so after work today, I drove back out there to dig it back up. I felt dumb, but I felt guilty too. She let out a bitter laugh. But then the rain came. You know how people drive in the rain. There was an accident, and I was stuck in traffic for over an hour. And by the time I got out there, it was almost dark. I ran out to get it. I was feeling more scared about it now, though I didn't know why. That's when I saw them. I leaned forward. Who? She gave me a hollow smile. Those children. A small boy and girl, dressed in dark clothes and with super pale skin. They were digging up the box. Dropping her eyes, she went on. I wanted to approach them, but just looking at them, even from a distance in the dark, I was terrified. You could tell there was something wrong with them. Not just how they looked or moved, but something more. It was like radiation coming from them. How wrong they were. So I hid, and I watched. They opened the box, took out the note and the two things. A necklace he gave me for my birthday a couple of years ago, and a hat of yours you always wear around the yard at my place." The boy kept the necklace and gave her the hat. The next moment, she was gone. Just kind of a weird shadowy blur, like the film got sped up in one spot. And the boy? He turned and looked at me. She paused for a moment, looking around. "Do you hear something? I hear banging, far away. Or maybe it's my imagination." I strained to listen for a moment, but all I heard was the wind and the rain lashing the roof overhead. "No, I don't think so. But so, what happened with the boy?" She shuddered. "He just started walking towards me, like Pepe Le Pew or something. I don't know. I just knew I needed to get out of there, and I needed to warn you." Letting out a long breath, I looked down at my phone again. Still, no signal. "So what? Who are they?" Allison shrugged. "I don't know. They aren't people. I don't know what they are, just that she's after you. And he's chased me all the way here." Standing up, I felt fear and anger bubbling up. But I tried to keep my voice even. "Well, what did the damn email say about them?" "Just pretty much what I said. It was more flowery and all, but it was basically just, this is a ritual to screw someone over who screwed with you, to rebalance things. It said that, I think." I shook my head. "And you just do this, not knowing what it's going to do or how it might hurt me, or you even?" She scowled at me. "I said I messed up. I said I didn't know it would really work. Why would I think it was real? Some magic nonsense? But as soon as I did it, I knew something wasn't right. When I saw them..." Her expression broke and she started tearing up again. "God, I really am so sorry. I didn't know. I'll figure out a way to fix this." I was torn between wanting to comfort her and yell at her. "How in the hell would you..." "Damn." I sighed and looked at the ceiling. "What was this note? You said something about a paper you put in there. What was that?" Allison sat up more. "Yeah, it was just like a line of French. I copied it from the email, but I didn't know what it means." I stared at her. "Jeez, just writing stuff down and putting it in this damn thing? And you can't be bothered to Google it?" Her expression began to turn red. "Stupid, I know, but it was just a few words, and I didn't want to know. I was..." She shook her head again. "I was afraid if I knew too much, then I wouldn't go through with it, and I thought I needed it." Ice crept across my chest. "Because you, at least a part of you, you thought it might be real, didn't you?" She was crying more freely now. "Yeah, okay, maybe I did. I'm ashamed of it, and I'd take it back now if I could, but yeah, losing you made me hate myself, and that made it feel okay to hate you too." Somehow, even in the middle of everything going on, that managed to hurt me more than I'd expected. Turning to stare at the wall, I asked again, "Do you remember what the note said? Like, what the letters or words were?" I think so. It was like, "O la tree," or "Un la tree," maybe. Like that, but a little longer. I searched my memory from a year of college French. Suddenly, my mouth went dry. Was it "un lute"? I heard her suck in a breath. "Yeah, that sounds like it. What's it mean?" Resting my head against the wall, I didn't try to hide the fear in my voice anymore. "It means one or the other." I jerked back as I felt a dull thud in the wall. "Did you hear something again just now?" She nodded. Yeah, me too. I think it's in the access door, under the house. It comes open in the wind sometimes.
Allison frowned at me.
Well, even if they go under there, there's no doors into the house, right? And they don't seem to be coming in on us yet. I don't know if that's a rule of theirs, like vampires or something.
I looked around the room.
No doors. But there's a ductwork under there. And every room has vents.
My eyes landed on the vent in the corner of the room, just as Allison began to scream. There were tiny, pale fingers poking out of the vent holes, stealthily pushing the cover free so the path inside with us would be open. I ran over and stomped on the vent cover with disgust, trying to crush the fingers between the lines of the metal. But they were already gone. Hearing another cry from Allison, I turned to see another vent in the far corner, pushing up slowly.
Get it! We have to keep them out!
She did stand up then, and at first, I thought she was moving to block the vent. But instead, she went to the bookcase and yanked it aside enough to open the door partially.
What are you doing? Stop that!
She turned and looked back at me, even as she slid through the gap.
One or the other, and it's not going to be you.
I ran across to stop her, but she was already gone down the hall, and by the time I opened the gap enough to get through, she'd made it to the front door and yanked it open. The storm came rushing in, wind and water and darkness, and for a moment, I was terrified she was just going to leave the door open and let them both in. But no. She thumbed the knob lock and went out, slamming the door behind her. I ran to the window and looked out, watching in mute horror as she walked out into the rain.
Take me! It's my fault! Take me!
And then she was gone. It had been like she said, a dark blur, like a patch of the night went fast and then slow again. One moment she was shaking in terror, calling out into the dark, trying to fix what she'd done, and the next she just wasn't. Less than a minute later, the rain stopped. That was a month ago. There's been no sign of Allison since, and though I did report her missing after discovering a car outside my house, I haven't told anyone about what really happened. They probably wonder if I did something to her, but they'll never find any sign of that or anything else, because there's none to find. Well, that's not entirely true, because on that back window where the thing that looked like a girl stared in at me, there is a permanent stain of ghostly white where a hand was pressed and dripped down. Seeing it now, instead of running down, it looks like it's grown up. A warped pale fungus or a twisted evil tree, grown up from the ground of the park where me and Allison first kissed, and where I told her we needed to end. Or maybe from the dark earth nestled in the shadowed corners of the human heart.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chain to the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.